Road of Life, brought to you by Duz, D-U-Z, Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Let's see, 5'2", eyes of blue. Say there, lady, I've been looking for you.
Me?
Uh-huh. Aren't you a lady who didn't?
Didn't what?
Didn't know Duz is best. That Duz, D-U-Z, does everything in your wash.
I didn't, not so long ago. And what a time wash day was then. I never could get my husband's work pants clean without scrubbing them to pieces. And my towels always looked so dingy. And my nice rayons. Well, the less said about the colors, the better.
High time you changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Because Duz, the new kind of soap, does best. It does everything in your wash. For your towels, it gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For cleaning work clothes, unbeaten suds. And for the nice colors you wash, greater safety.
I learned all that mighty quick. Why, first time I Duz those work pants, I knew my hard scrubbing days were over.
Sure, Duz can't be beat for cleaning power.
And when I saw what Duz does for towels, I said, that's what I call a really white wipe.
Of course, no soap made washes whiter than Duz.
Duz leaves my pretty colors brighter, too.
Sure, it's actually safer for colors. You see, ladies, Duz really does everything. It's the soap that's been proved best. Yes, in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps, Duz beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who Duz. You'll find Duz does best. Duz does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. When Carol Brent left for Reno, Nevada to divorce her husband, her mind was set, her decision made. But when she arrived there, instead of falling into its completely new life, she found that certain everyday activities always turned her thoughts back to reality and Jim. And it was then she found herself unsure of her decision. What are these everyday activities that have such powerful effect? Why, nothing more than simple little things like going to bed or getting up, or having dinner with her daughter in one of the cafeterias near the hotel.
Mmm, this is good.
Then you do like your cream chicken, Janie?
Oh, no. I mean, it's kaffa. Calf. What do you call it, Mommy?
Cafeteria. And don't talk with your mouth full, Janie.
I won't.
Is your dinner good, darling?
It's fine. But I'm sorry about something.
What?
I wish I'd have had ice cream instead of custard.
Oh, well, it's too late to change now, dear. Besides, the custard looks delicious, and it's very good for little girls.
Isn't it good for big girls?
It's very good for everyone, darling.
Then why didn't you get some, Mommy?
Well, I...
Why aren't there many people in this cafe in here, Mommy?
Because it's a bit early for dinner, dear. The crowds come in later.
Why don't we eat when the other people eat?
You know the answer to that, Janie. Because you have to go to bed early.
Why?
All children go to bed early. Good food and exercise, fresh air and enough sleep will help you grow up to be strong and healthy.
Oh. Is Jell-O healthy?
Certainly it is.
Then maybe I should have Jell-O for dessert.
Now, Janie.
All right. But I don't have a spoon.
You may have mine. What do you say?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You like those flowers, Mommy?
Flowers?
The ones on the next table. You were looking at them.
Oh. I didn't realize it.
Why didn't you, Mommy?
I was thinking, Janie.
About flowers?
No. About Chicago.
Oh.
Daddy.
Oh, Daddy.
Do you remember the fun we used to have when Daddy took us to that little restaurant for dinner? The one near the hospital?
Oh, yes. The man with the funny wide hat used to come out of the kitchen and talk to us.
That was the chef.
He gave me jelly cookies.
Yes, that's right, he did.
They were awful good. Do you think they have jelly cookies here?
Perhaps we'll find some for you tomorrow.
They would be nice with my custard.
No, Janie.
I just thought maybe...
Finish your milk, dear.
You didn't finish your bread and butter.
I told you before, I'm not hungry, Janie.
And I'm not thirsty. No more milk.
Janie, you tease.
I like you when you laugh, Mommy.
Do you?
That's the first time you laughed tonight. Are you sad?
Where did you get an idea like that?
Well...
A person can't laugh all the time, you know.
Why?
Oh, for heaven's sake, darling, let's get out of here.
We're going home now?
Home?
Back to the hotel.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm not sleepy.
You don't have to go right to sleep. I'll tell you a story after you get undressed.
The one about the fairy princess named Minnie?
Named what?
Minnie. Daddy used to tell me that one.
Well, I'm sorry, Janie. I don't remember it.
I know what. I'll tell it to you, and then you can tell it to me.
Would that be fun?
Uh-huh. Let me think. Once upon a time, there was a little girl. No, I think it was a boy. Sometimes when Daddy told it, it was a boy, and sometimes it was a girl. You're not listening, Mommy.
Oh, yes, I am. You were talking about Daddy.
I was talking about the fairy princess. Mommy? Mommy?
But Carol wasn't paying the slightest attention to Janie. She didn't even hear her. For suddenly her mind was whispering to her. Was saying...
Something's wrong with Jim. I know it. Something's happened to him. I can feel it. Jim is in some sort of trouble. Something's wrong.
Charge it up to coincidence or credit it to intuition. Take your choice. But Carol's assumption is correct. In Chicago's City Hospital, Jim Brent steps out of an elevator on the first floor and walks slowly toward the boardroom. Waiting inside that boardroom are trustees and staff of the hospital. Waiting also are Leo Clark, chairman of the board, and Dr. Grant Frazier, the man who brought about this meeting. As he opens the door, a heavy, oppressive silence greets him. Closing the door behind him, Jim feels that every eye in the room is focused in his direction. For a moment, he's confused. But at a gesture from Leo Clark, he walks up to the table at which the trustees are seated. Standing directly before Leo Clark, Jim looks at him and waits impatiently for the chair to begin.
Dr. Brent... You've been charged with a breach of medical ethics. The committee has arrived at a decision. Now, I'm going to ask Dr. Holland to call off the vote as I read the name of each staff member or trustee. Is that agreeable to you, Dr. Brent?
Yes, sir.
When you call the name, I'll give the vote, Mr. Clark.
All right. Ahrens?
Not guilty.
Barton?
Not guilty.
Ryan?
Not guilty.
Cooper?
Guilty.
Endicott?
Guilty.
Holland?
Not guilty.
Jameson?
Guilty.
Kane?
Not guilty.
Cronin?
Guilty.
Lambert?
Guilty.
Ludenbeck?
Guilty.
Lundquist?
Guilty.
Mercer?
Not guilty.
Munn?
Guilty.
Newman?
Not guilty.
Pierce? Guilty. Quigley? Guilty. Rosendahl? Guilty. Sundberg? Guilty. Torrance? Guilty. Tripp? Not guilty. Turinetti? Not guilty. Vance? Guilty. Young? Guilty. Yule? Guilty. Zimmerman? Not guilty. Decision is taken by vote, Dr. Brent, is 16 to 10. 16 to 10 against you. Therefore, it's my duty, my extremely unpleasant duty, believe me, to inform you that you are hereby removed from the staff and that all privileges of this hospital will henceforth be denied to you.
Jim, I think that what's happened here is the rottenest thing in the world. I think it's a shame.
Dr. Holland.
I don't think anyone has a right to decide a man's guilt for doing what you did.
Dr. Holland.
I want you to know, Jim, that this is the most unfortunate thing I've been a part of since I've been connected with this hospital. And that I, for one, am thoroughly ashamed of it.
I thank you very much, Mr. Clark.
Because of the excitement, no one has thought to count the number of Grant Fraser's personal friends. All that anyone is able to think of, guilty. 16 to 10. Guilty. I say does his best. It does everything in your wash. I want you to realize.
Say, why don't you tell him how good does is for dishes, too?
Well, I was just going to. Say, you seem to know all about it.
You bet I do. I've tried all sorts of soap in my dishpan, and does beats them all.
Oh, then you'll agree this new kind of soap really does everything for dishes.
You said it. Why, I've never seen such suds. Last right through the whole job.
Does suds stand up till the last dish is done?
No waiting around for them, either. They pop up soon as I pour them in the water.
Uh-huh. Keep right on standing up, too. You don't have to keep adding soap.
And the way the does goes after grease, lickety-cut.
Mm-hmm. Does gives you truly fast action on grease. There's no hard scouring. It's a regular whiz at cleaning up sticky frying pans.
Of course, the best thing about does is the way it treats my hands.
Ah, does specialty. Does is actually kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap.
Like you say, does best.
Yes, in the dishpan too. Does everything. Be sure to listen Monday when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war materials.